As an athlete, I've learned that success isn't built on extras. It's built on the essentials. Strength, discipline, smart choices. That's why I'm proud to partner with Bahama Health to introduce Essential 300, a comprehensive health insurance plan that's all about what truly matters. Essential 300 is Bahama Health's most affordable major medical plan for groups and individuals. It offers access to a specialized network of care with essential benefits like preventative services, because real strength starts with staying healthy. You may not be training for a race, but everyone deserves strong and affordable coverage with Essential 300. With Bahama Health, you can feel good about your health plan and protect what truly matters, your health.
For more information, call 396-1350 or visit www.bahamahealth.com.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the view of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody.
The Sea Live Off the Record with Cheval Golang is brought to you by Alive, Bahamas' first general insurance company, Bahamas Welding and Fire, Burger King, City of Hope, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Prince Masters, RF Bank and Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Southwest Plaza, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and Wendy's.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Cheval Golang, your host. We're so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want the numbers to do so, are 323-6232. That's 323-6232. Or you can call us on 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. So you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. I hope y'all are doing good today. I tried desperately to get to you yesterday live. I enjoyed listening to the replay yesterday. But the airline was not cooperating with me, man. I booked an early flight, very early flight, expected to be in well in time to be able to do the show yesterday. My 9:30 flight left, and this isn't even an Asia trip, left Freeport. The 9:30 flight left Freeport 2 o'clock, 1:30. Ah, boy. No matter how you plan sometimes, just doesn't work out. Producer, I'm expecting a guest. Yes, I was just going to ask if my guest was in the studio today, because it's a good conversation to have, I believe, today with this guest. We have yet another candidate for the Free National Movement, but he's special. He's special because he's got legacy and tenure and lots of leadership under his belt in the party and in the government. When the party was in government, he was a secretary general for the Free National Movement for a time. His legacy is parent, is a parental legacy, the legacy of his parents. Parent in politics is legendary. I mean, legendary. And he is just an outright, really nice guy. Really nice, nice guy. And I am so glad to have this attorney at law with me today. Welcome, 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 Mr. Michael Folks.
Thank you very much, Chivago. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That's very kind of you. Very, 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 very kind
man,
comments.
That's all true, man. You know, I just think you're a great guy. Come on, man.
I thank you. I thank you.
You know all of your siblings are just wonderful human beings.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm very grateful.
And your father is bar none, yes, one of the best persons to have a conversation with about anything, including anything in this country.
Well, thank you very much.
Former Governor General of the Bahamas, Sir Arthur Folks.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you very much. And I'll certainly pass those sentiments on to him. He'd be more than happy.
Him and all your siblings.
Yes.
All your siblings, if they including my former colleague, Tion Folks.
Yes, I will. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Very kind of you. Still.
Now, forgive me, but you are the ratified candidate for which constituency?
You know, on the Southwest Corridor, what we call a Southwest Corridor, which is going to be critical in this election as it is in every election, stands from Carmichael Road, all those along Carmichael Road, all those constituencies. And so we're on the eastern end of that at Carmichael Road in Blue Hill, and that's Golden Gates. And of course, the other golden.
I know you was a golden.
It's Golden Isle. Yeah.
I know it was a Golden Isle.
No. So we have Golden Gates and the anchor on the east, and we get Golden Isle's anchor on the west.
And this would be a second occasion on which you sought that seat? Is it not so?
No, I ran for the first time in 2017. Against Shane Gibson, and I was successful in that in the first time I ran. And then, of course, like many of my colleagues, a lot of us were not successful in 2021. And this will be my third time offering.
Any relationship between the current seat you're contesting and the last one you won? Do they border? Do they have any part? No.
No. Well, I've always run in Golden Gates.
No, but I'm just. Oh, okay. Oh, that's what I said. That's what I indicated.
Yeah. So this 17 is, and 27, 2017, yeah, 2021, and now
one Golden Gate.
Yes, the first time I ran.
Yes,
correct.
Okay, what I meant was this ain't your first go round in Golden Gates.
No, this would be third.
Yes, third time.
Yes, sir.
What they say, third time is up.
It's the charm. It's the charm. That is what they say, and I'm looking forward to it.
I cannot commence a conversation with you the same way I commence with new entrants into politics. I can't ask you why the FNM, why now, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just though, I want to, and you know, I'm going to ask you about the decision the FNM made to contest the by-election.
No, absolutely.
But I don't want to start that now, because if we start that, then we're not going to have any other conversation, I think.
That's for sure.
So let's talk about Golden Gates, and talk about your impressions of what is happening in the country generally first. What's happening? What in your mind stands out as happening in the country, good, bad, or ugly?
Yeah. Well, let me say this. First of all, thank you for the opportunity, and thank you for your listeners who are tuning in to the show. And it's a pleasure to be here with you again. I thank you for the opportunity. Let me say, Chivago, the reality is that people are having a tough time in this country today.
Mm.
They're having an absolute tough time. And, you know, some
that's
people...
That's distinct from any other time?
Yes, indeed, indeed. Things are really tough in this country today. Mm. The cost of living is really, really making it very difficult for people to make ends meet and to put food on the table. And people are literally eking out an existence. I mean, we've said that phrase before, but that is where it is for a lot of people. And it's tough. It's tough out there. They say it's tough on this road, and this road ain't playing. It ain't playing with nobody. But
the cost of living is tough. There's no question about that. And I think that it is fair to say that the cost of living in the Bahamas today is higher than it has ever been. And of course, we've had some extraordinary inflation taking place. But But I mean, so you got that. That's okay. But what else is there?
You know, but you know, before I move on from that, though, Shivago, because and this is important, you know, and I listen to your show regularly, and I hear you talk about the imported inflation and all of that, right? And I get that, I get that, I get the point. But the reality of it, Shivago, and we ought not lose sight of this. This government today can do something about it, Shivago. That's the point. They can do something
can,
about
can
it.
Can do something about
the cost of living. For example, I'll give you an example. I'll give you an example, right? When we were in government. When they brought in VAT, right, they had VAT on the breadbasket items, and they put in VAT. When we came to government, we took it off. When they came to government, they put it back on. And now they've reduced VAT on some of the items from 10 to 5. But for the life of me, Shivago, I don't understand. If we accept that most people who are vulnerable and have difficult challenges, right, if we accept that most of them use the breadbasket items, well, why, pray tell, why leave the VAT on the bread basket at all? Why not just take the bread basket items to zero? Why leave 5% on it? Why? You're giving people who have means. You have people who have means. They got to cut from 10 to 5%. Well, people who don't have means, for God's sake, take it to zero and make a lot
because
of difference in people's pockets.
Because the government makes this argument. The government makes the argument that the restaurants and them use a lot of those bread basket items, and it therefore gets to forego revenue from them for these things that they sell in their restaurants to people. So they'd rather not do that and collect that revenue.
Shivago, that's laughable, frankly. I can be honest with you. I mean, let's have a real conversation.
Know,
let me know. No.
That they
no.
Right?
I get you. I get you.
I'm giving you the argument again.
No. Okay. And I'm saying, and no, I'm not saying it's laughable that you said it. It's just laughable that they put it forward, having regard to everything else, to Shivago, because everything is in context, right? Mm-hmm. Everything is in context. They are spending $70 million a year on consultancies. Come on, man. That's what they did. They're sending $58 million on travel. And you don't think it's more important for the average person who's catching hell to get a break on some food? I suppose it's $70 million on, for the 5 years, Shivago, they're going to spend a massive amount of $350 million. It's almost half a billion on consultancies, and people can't put food on the table, and you could take the VAT off bread basket items tomorrow morning. You could do it this afternoon. Come on, man, these are real issues for people.
Okay.
I do not think that they fully appreciate the struggle that the average Bahamian is going through today. And not only the middle class.
The prime minister says with regularity he knows that there are people who are hurting. He knows that notwithstanding the gains that they have made, that there are still more gains people need to have, and it's not touched everybody. And so you're telling me they understand what's going on out there?
They don't, or perhaps, and you're quite right, perhaps they do understand. And what I always say, and I say it right here, right now, they don't care. Because as you just pointed out, and you're quite right, they have said, but they're not doing anything. You see, it's not what you say that matters. It's what you do that matters. You know, Mark could say anything, as we say, right? We say that all the time. Mark could say anything.
But the prime minister, though, did reduce the VAT. They did attempt to do something, right?
Yeah, but for the life of me, though, Shivago, we have people who have money in this town. They got money. Mm-hmm. And the reduction from 10 to 5% is a big thing. I mean, they didn't need it. They didn't need it. So why is it just not targeted to the people who need it most? Why not targeted to mothers who cannot find money to buy baby food? I'm telling you, I get it on the ground in Golden Gates all the time, Shivago. They don't have money to buy Pampers and wipes for a baby. These are real issues.
Golden Gates is a pretty much a, like middle, would you say middle income community?
I would say so.
Yeah, okay.
And I was coming to that, Mm-hmm. Not only, it's interesting you went there because I was about to say that. Not only do we have those who are poor or near poor or just above, because you know, we learned from the last unemployment report and the statistics on that, there are a significant amount of people who are underemployed. So we do not only have the unemployed, we have the underemployed, which means, as you know well, that means people who have 44 hours, and they're not working 40 hours a week. And so, you know, we have a lot of people in the middle class who are struggling. People cannot afford to pay the rent. The rents are so high now in that whole Southwest Corridor, the old Carmichael area. A one bedroom now and one bath is about $1,200 a month. It's about $1,200 a month. You know, mothers have to decide, are they going to pay the rent? Are they going to pay the BPL, which they cannot afford either? Or where they can put food on the table? These are real issues in the everyday. Do you know people are on the hustle every day, Chicago? They're hustling Monday and Tuesday to go to the food store to buy food. They're hustling Wednesday and Thursday to go to the food store to buy food on Thursday, on Friday. And they hustle on the weekend again for Monday. There are a lot of people who do not go to the food store for the week and buy food for the week no more because they're on the hustle.
Is it your, is it, so let's suppose the VAT off of bread basket items were removed, totally removed. You think that hustle would stop?
No, but what it would demonstrate though, Chivago, what it would demonstrate is that they, that they care, that the PLP care, that they're concerned,
that the government
and they have some compassion about, exactly, and that, because that's the point, they do not really, this is a real thing people are dealing with, Bahamians are dealing with this every day, and they do not care, and they should not limit it to their bread basket, they should take them more fruit and vegetables, which we also say we will do, we are committed to doing that, everybody tell the Bahamian people every day, eat healthy, stop eating these other foods, or if you eat them, also eat fruits and vegetables, right? We are committed to taking out our fruits and vegetables. How you tell people eat fruits and vegetables, and they're so expensive. I heard you on an earlier show some months ago talking about the same thing about eating fruits. And I heard you say, you know, you try to get the fruits in your diet, and you try to find the most affordable fruit you could get to make sure you get some fruits, right? I heard you say that months ago, and it's so true because they are very expensive. And I'm telling you, a lot of people aren't eating fruits because they can't afford them. They can't afford the vegetables. This government can do that, can fix that tomorrow. Come on, man. People are struggling out there. It's real. And the gas. I mean, gas is down from the high, but it's still high over a period. It's still high. Historically, it's high. But yes, it's not the high as it has been. That is true. It's come down. But historically, it's still high. And don't forget, the rents are up. You can't afford a two-bedroom, two-bath in the Southwest Corridor. You're talking about $1,600, $1,700, $1,800.
All the things that go into cost of living, all the things, is your contention is, no, we may not be able to reduce those costs in totality, but what we could do is eliminate the government's contribution to those costs to the extent possible. Is that your contention?
What you can, because if you don't what you can, people will understand you don't what you can, right? But when you tell me you're not prepared to help me where you can, and I'm catching hell every week trying to put food on the table for my children, all right? And when you tell me that, but yet still you are spending $70 million for consultancies, and most people don't know who these people are, where they work, and what they're really contributing to. And I'm not saying that they're not, okay? But the view is that in addition to how
getting,
much money...
Where are you getting that $70 million from?
That's from the budget. It's on the budget.
From the budget?
Yeah, from the budget. It's on the budget.
You see a line item? No,
across all of the ministries. Yes, across all ministries. And Chivago.
You added up. You did the work and added up.
Yes, we did. As an organization, okay. We did. But Chivago. And I'll say something else about that. Because this is how serious this is. That does not include corporations. That don't include the government corporations. That's ministries and departments.
You mean the consultancies attached to government corporations?
Hello.
Because that's part of the central government's spending.
As you know, SOEs or state operated enterprises, they're separate apart in that sense. Yeah, the government does have a contingent liability, as you well know, but the contingent liability is separate from what happens in them every day. That, you know, the operationally, they're not part of the government. But on the back end, on contingent liability, as you well know. And so we don't... What's going on all of those as well with consultancies? We don't even have a report. We don't know. Okay?
We have to take a break, brother folks. Let me take a break, and then when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with you. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. We have Mr. Michael Folks with us today. He's the Free National Movement candidate for the Golden Gates constituency. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. We'll be back after this break. Together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, let me know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
There is has a new king in town, and the only place to find him is at Burger King Nassau. Introducing the Cheesy Ring King, featuring two juicy flame-grilled beef patties stacked with American cheese, crisp bacon, sweet barbecue sauce, honey mustard, and the crown jewel. Three golden mozzarella rings served on a soft, buttery brioche bun. It's bigger, it's better, and it's cheesier. Want just cheese rings? They're available as a side, too. Get the Cheesy Ring King at any of Burger King Nassau's 7 locations. Available for a limited time only.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
We're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested. It's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward. Having insurance can mean the difference between starting over and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in all seasons.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shabago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Thursday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. I am here with Mr. Michael Folks. He is the Free National Movement candidate for the Golden Gates constituency. And he's a veteran. This is not a newbie. He is a veteran. You could tell talking to him, he's a veteran. But a delightful gentleman. But folks, this texter says, Shivago, good day. What about removal of VAT on medicine for seniors?
Well, you know, Shivago, that's a very good question, and I wasn't finished on the point. We intend to do that, too. We intend to remove it of fruits and vegetables and of medicines for everybody, not just senior citizens, for everybody. You see, we are definitely serious about causing and enabling Bahamians to eat more healthy and be more healthy, and having medicines available more affordably is certainly a part of that. You know, getting back to the breadbasket on a small note, right here very quickly, you know, Grammy used to say a belly full is a belly full, right? But while Grammy wasn't wrong, we do need to eat more healthy. And so that's why we're taking them off fruits and vegetables. And we're also taking off medicines for everybody. It's consistent with our general theme of people being, Bahamians being more healthy, and the whole idea of wellness. And that sort of thing. And so we definitely in favor of that. That's our position. That is our position.
Okay.
Of medicines.
Yes. Okay. The government might consider this, and the COI and everybody else might consider this. You know what was a sticker shock for me?
What's that?
When I paid VAT on my mother's funeral expenses.
Yes.
It was like, of course, you know, I just thought that something like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, maybe we ought not to do that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's at the most difficult time in most people's lives, right? Where you lose a parent, or you lose a sister, a brother, a wife or a husband, you lose a loved one, and it is a very difficult time, and it's very expensive. The process is very
expensive. And many people struggle. Many people struggle to pay funeral expenses.
Absolutely.
Right? So, I mean, I'm talking, we get to do it. We do it. Yes. But others who are just trying to scrap to do what you do, right. And then you get this, really? There's a 10% on that?
Absolutely. And especially in view of what I said in the last segment, right? How people are really catching hell day to day. And then now you have those circumstances you have to deal with. And then when those times come, unfortunately, they have to be dealt with. And so it does put people, put further pressure on people. So you're quite right. That's something that we ought to seriously consider. I agree with that.
We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Sure, Mr. Lange. Yes, how you doing?
Good, man. How you doing?
Great, man. Yeah, I'd like to touch base on this topic, right? First of all, right, for your guests, I think it would be difficult, in my opinion, for any government, right, to deal with the food situation, right, based on the fact that global inflation keeps on going up. So it's difficult to deal with certain areas because it's out of the government itself control because of global inflation. Right? Second thing, right, I think that the electricity bill is ridiculous. I don't think that individuals should have to curse every time they open up their light bill.
Mm-hmm.
People's light bill is actually the same amount as their mortgage.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.
Man, you curse it, rather than pray. You curse it rather than praying?
Well, even the pastor, I think sometimes you have to put sage before you open up the light bill. I think that's crazy.
Yeah.
Second thing, third thing I'd like to make a note of, right?
Yes.
I think that no government could actually deal with the crime situation in the Bahamas because I think it's a social thing now. It's a behavioral problem. So I think that the approach to crime should change because it's a social behavioral problem. We just don't like rules. Let's just put a flat line like that. We just don't like rules. So my fourth thing, I do something with all this littering. The country is nasty. The whole place looks like one big garbage bin. Why can't we do something pertaining all this garbage all over the place on the island?
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you calling. Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. So on the first item, we did mention this a moment ago about the imported inflation, right? And he makes that point. And the point I'm making here is we're going to have imported inflation in any event. The question is the government doing everything it can? And as far as we're concerned, the FNM, no, they're not, because there's something they can do today. The prime minister can today. He's the minister of finance and prime minister. He can take the VAT or bread basket items today. That can happen right now as we're speaking. Pick up the pen, get it done. And so that's what we say about that. And the BPL, I did mention that a moment ago. You're quite right. You know, Shivago, you mentioned sticker shock. Well, a lot of people had sticker shock when they opened their bill. Most days it's a digital bill and they open it up online, they see it, and they have been shocked. There's no question about it. And the reality of it is, in our view, basically this government has privatized BPL without privatizing it. Coming out and saying they're privatizing it because a lot of the functions of BPL, transmission, generation transmission, distribution, those have all seemed to be going to private companies now. It's all been outsourced.
But privatization is not merely selling of something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If you privatize certain functions of a thing, especially core functions of a thing, it's a form of privatization. Mm-hmm. All privatization doesn't take the same form, not in terms of selling off of something.
Agreed. Go ahead.
No, that's okay, the point.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And the thing is, this is what is really awful about it, right? The Bahamian people really do not know what's going on. We have asked them in the House, the leader, Michael Pinder, has asked them, Crazy Thompson has asked them, Member of Parliament for East Grand Bahama, the deputy, Shannon Cartwright, has asked them. Well, almost all the members of our parliamentary team has asked this government over and repeatedly to let the Bahamian people know what is going on at BPL. You know, it's a time when we saw Pike all about the place, and it was a time when we didn't see Pike, and then we saw Pike again. There are a lot of questions about the relationship with BPL and Pike. There are a lot of questions about a lot of these things they plan to do. and the contracts for them, and what's the process for the contracts. And we know they've been serial lawbreakers of the Procurement Act. And I heard my colleague on your show the other day talking about that with you, how they've been serial lawbreakers of the Procurement Act. And so we are very concerned about all of that. And we're concerned about what's the value the Bahamian people are really getting. And we really do not know. We don't have a clue. And we've been pressing them for it and doing all we can to press them for it. And hopefully we'll get the information and the Bahamian people get the information, because we don't want it for us. We want it for the Bahamian people because they deserve to know. They deserve to know what the government's doing on their behalf. And then the last thing he talked about was crime. We're very concerned about the crime situation, obviously. As far as we're concerned, crime is out of hand. Just like many other issues, immigration is out of hand. Crime is out of hand. And I must say, it is our view that we do support the new commissioner, Shanta Knowles. We support her and we wish her well. We think she's been doing some good things. But the reality of it is we are deeply concerned about crime and the Royal Bahamas Police Force more broadly, especially when for the first time ever in the history of this country, we have a chief superintendent who's now before the courts locally, and that chief superintendent was in charge of criminal investigations. And then we have another chief superintendent who is now indicted in the U.S. federal courts. And there are a lot of implications about all of these matters. And as far as we're concerned, we need to really have a serious look at the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And let me say, unequivocally and without any question or dispute, there are a lot of very good police officers in the Royal Bahamas Police Force, and we applaud them and we commend them. And a lot of them are very concerned that the Bahamian people, or some people, do not have a good view of them because of these other issues.
Do we have another call on the line, producer? Let me just make sure. Do we have another caller? Okay, go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi,
go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
Yeah,
Mr.
good morning.
Folks.
Yes, sir.
How are you? Mr. Lang. Well, Mr. Lang, yeah, this is the first time I ever called your show. And I forget your name. I was scared.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
Are you going back into Golden Gate?
Yes, I am.
You realize that. Let's talk man to man. Let's talk real talk.
All right.
You know you are on a upward fight in Golden Hill, in Golden Gate District. This time around, it won't be like the last election. You aware of that?
I'm not sure.
Let's talk.
I'm not sure what you're referring to.
With the things that Ms. Pierre Glove is doing in Golden Gate, it would make it more harder for you now than before.
Are you aware that in Golden Gates...
Breaking up? Or is it only me? You realize
I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear him?
Yes, good. I can hear you, and I heard him. So let me say this. In the last election, when the current MP won, she got less votes than the people who stayed home. Think about that for a moment. More people stayed home and did not vote for her than the votes that she got.
Who's the candidate? Who's that? Who's the MP?
He just said her name a moment ago. Pia Glover-Roll.
Yeah, I didn't hear my thing got interrupted.
Okay, yeah. She's the current MP, and she's been ratified to run again. Yes. In the first group they did, she was ratified, correct. And so, as bad as things were at the time of the election due to COVID and the amount of people that were unemployed, and frankly, the amount of people who were not happy with our government at the time, as bad as that was, more people stayed home than voted for her in the last election. And that's very telling. They did not come to the poll and vote in favor of her and the PLP as unhappy as they were. They decided to stay home rather than vote for her and the PLP. And I can tell you, I've been on the ground, and that is not the case today. Those people now are ready, willing, and able, and they can't wait to come to the poll now to do what they did not do last time. And so I feel very good, and my team is very good. We're on the ground. We've been working for quite some time. I never left Golden Gates. I was in Golden Gates since the general election of September 16, 2021. I've been doing activities on the Golden Gates constituents wherever and as best I can, from that day to this day, I've never left Golden Gates. Never.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. No, they left. Okay, all right. But you're not surprised that any contest in the general election should be competitive, eh? That don't surprise you, eh?
No, of course not. I mean, anybody in a political contest, it'll be just that. It's a contest, and everybody do their best to try to win. But you know, it's about the vision, right? It's about the vision. Mm-hmm. It's about where you see the country going, where you see the constituency going. So you have views about the national level, and you have views that are more local in nature. But national views, national issues impact and affect the local, the constituency level as well, quite naturally. So you just talked about high cost of living, right? Those also affect everybody on the ground in Golden Gates. I get it all the time. I get calls every week. I get messages every week. Seeking assistance for this, that, or the other thing, because as I said to you, that's why, you know, I went straight at that right out the outset, because there are people who are listening to the show, I'm sure, who have reached out to me, and I'm giving them voice. I'm here giving them voice. That's what I'm doing, because these are some of the things that they would like. Other issues, Chicago, like those things that help improve the life and living, right? Like green spaces and parks and that sort of thing. And the parks have not been well maintained in Golden Gates at all. We have a park that was practically ripped up about 2 years ago. And to this day, there's a huge big gate there telling people don't come inside because essentially the park is still ripped up.
We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon. One question and a comment. Okay, I heard Mr. Folk saying about all the revenue that the government is going to give up when they take fodder for all these things. How is the government going to make up that revenue? Secondly, you said in Golden Gates, the amount of people who stayed home was more than who voted for Pia Glover, but that included you too, because they didn't vote for you either. So that's both of y'all. Correct? Hello?
Nah, I'm going to wait till you finish. I'll answer all questions the same one time. I'll wait till you finish. Unless you have no other questions, I'll answer them all one time.
Yeah. So, my concern is, I know all the politicians, political bodies like the dog, but reducing government taxes on certain things. How are y'all planning to make up that revenue? Because when there was zero on certain, what was more higher on all intent thing to make up the loss of revenue when you all reduce the VAT on all of these items?
Right. Thanks a lot. Yeah, thank you.
And thank you for the call. Thank you for the questions. So as I said earlier, right, one of the things we're going to do, as I said earlier, is, for example, we're not going to have 100 people go on a trip to Dubai. We're not going to do that. The Free National Movement, where the government is paying for 100 people to travel all the way to Dubai. Stuff like that. We're not going to have...
Okay, that'll save you a couple $100,000.
No. Follow me, Shivago. That is one example of a broader issue.
I am following you.
But that's one example of a broader issue where the travel cost has been $58 million. That's just one issue of a broader... That's just one singular item of a broader issue where it has been $58 million. And travel
expenses.
So you
might be able to find $10, $15 million out of that.
Very easily. And as I said earlier, $70 million in consultancies. No, we do not intend to spend the Bahamian people money, $70 million.
That gets you up to $30 million. Absolutely.
And until we go there and we see exactly what's going on, we'll have a better sense of exactly how much of it we can save. But that's a big part of $70 million. And let's bear in mind, that's been the rate annually. And so it is a phenomenal number. And I want to make people notice 350, 70 times 5 is 35. That's $350 million. That's a massive amount of money. And so that's what we're talking about. We're talking about savings there. We're talking about savings in the travel budget. It's quite stunning, actually, these dollars. And as I say before, we don't even know. We don't have a clue of what's been spent in these government corporations. And so this is where a lot of savings can come from. Absolutely no question about it. You know, the thing about it, The government can spend all this money doing all these things and settle up cases and all this sort of thing. We heard about the cases settled up when they first came to government. But, you know, they can't find the money for the teachers, though. And they can't find the money for the civil servants, though. It's quite stunning. They could find all this money for these things, but they can't find
it. What do you mean they can't find the money? The government said that they would pay the civil servants before Christmas. That's what they said. Christmas ain't come yet.
Chivago. Listen,
I said the government said they can pay. The government said they can pay the civil servants before Christmas has not come yet. So you can't say they can't find the money.
So
Prime Minister said that there's no cash flow shortage.
Yeah. Chivago, I've listened to you said on your show, and like many of your callers, I agree with your callers. That's not being entirely forthright. Let me say this. The Prime Minister made these comments on his feet in the House of Assembly at the beginning of the budget debate. Let's be clear now. Let's be very clear. They were preparing the statement made outside of the preparation of the budget. You were preparing the budget. You're the Minister of Finance. You ought to know what you can and cannot do when you were preparing the budget. And you come to it to the House of Assembly, you stand on your feet and you say this is what you can do when you have prepared your budget. Don't come back and you say it's going to be in September. And you're the Minister of Finance. You ought to know the money that you have and you will have. It is unacceptable.
He said the administrative work to determine who gets what and who gets something. So they had to get that completed. It's now behind them. And he said the money will be paid come Christmas.
Chivago, even if you believe or the listeners on this show, even if you and they believe, right now, at this moment, if you believe the Prime Minister came to the House of Assembly in the first week of June and made those comments without having already said some things to some people to cause them to do what needs to be done to facilitate that in September when he said what happened, I find that quite incredible. But in addition to that, if you made those statements publicly now on your feet in the House of Assembly in the first week of June, how is what cannot be done by September? That's the height of incompetence, if that is the case. But I don't believe it's incompetence. I believe they don't have the money, Chivago. They don't have the money because it is so highly improbable that the people in the ministries who are responsible for this work, that they could not have gotten this done from the beginning of June, when you told the public, right, all the way to the end of September, all of June, watch this now, all of June, Chivago, all of July, all of August, and all of September, you trying to tell me they couldn't get this? Man, come on, man. Really?
Four months.
That's absolutely spectacular.
I have to go to a news break, and when I come back, I will ask you, why you going to this in this Golden Isles by election. So we'll be talking about it when we come back from the news break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the news break. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host.
Tired of banks forcing you to use tech? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
At Cleveland Clinic, you set your course, not cancer. So when your journey takes an unexpected turn, you seek out the experts who've conquered it before, and you forge new paths to help fight cancers. For every route to a cure, for every care in the world. See how we're innovating cancer care at Cleveland Clinic today.
You try to rest, but go with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers,
for window decals, reading cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Hey sis, are you ready to reset, refocus, and rise? It's time for the Unstoppable Weekend, happening November 8th and 9th in Freeport, Grand Bahama. Join us for two unforgettable days of empowerment. Saturday's luncheon brings inspiration, connection, and sisterhood. Sunday, Stuck to Unstoppable workshop, focusing on shifting mindsets, breaking limiting beliefs, and equipping you with the tools to step boldly into your next season. Register today at www.empowerment.com. Your unstoppable journey starts now.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, where we are speaking with the Free National Movement candidate for the Golden Gates constituency, the one and only Michael Folks is with us today. And if you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. They told me my voice was a little low. Is that better now? Better? Kind of up my volume, you know. I try to keep my blood pressure down, you know.
Yeah, hello.
I measure my blood pressure after the show.
Well, hopefully, you don't do it after this show.
and it is elevate.
No, but I can hear you well, though.
Good.
Yes.
So listen, the Free National Movement has decided to contest the Golden Isles by election. Nomination is tomorrow. The governing party has never lost a by-election in which it held the seat before that by-election. Never. Why?
The party is of the view that we have a good opportunity in this election. We believe that we ought to give the people of Golden Isles a choice in this election. And we believe that the people of Golden Isles will speak through their vote. They are not very happy. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in Golden Isles. For example, there's a major road issues in Golden Isles, as by the way, as there is in Golden Gates. And they are rushing now to get a lot of it done in Golden Isles. They're rushing in Golden Gates too, by the way. The road was paved just last week, you know, but this is so typical.
That's the problem with running against the government in a seat the government held, or any seat, frankly, because the government gets to use house money to go and beef up its effort to win.
Yeah, but it also demonstrates how they really do not care, though, because they neglect you, forget about you for 4 years, and when it is only in their interest to be reelected, then they remember you, though, you see? And
it wasn't in their interest to do these things so that their sitting MP could look good and then stand a better chance to get reelected?
I would have thought so. I would have thought so, for sure. But the thing is, right?
You leave your MP sitting over there like that?
Exactly. But exactly. And, you know, the thing is, Shivago, we've been down this road already, right? We just been down this road the other day. During the by-election in West Grand Bahama, they're talking about all these things they're going to be doing. As a matter of fact, our leader, Michael Pintard, was on, you might recall, we all recall seeing the video footage. They were down there on this basketball court trying to get the basketball court done because things weren't done by the government. They were trying to, you know, get in there and do some things for the people. And in fact, they resisted his attempts and our candidate's attempt at the time to try to get that done. They tell him, no, you can't be doing that. That's Wake's job. That's Beach and Pond's job. That's somebody else's job. No, you all can't go there and do that. But guess what? You know, it didn't get done. The promise didn't get done. And so this idea showing up in the last minute to make promises that are not kept. Nobody's impressed by it. And people are becoming less and less impressed by that. Or coming last minute to do things when you ignore me for 4 years. People have been struggling for 4 years. We just talked about the struggle. They've been struggling for 4 years. And now you show up now. Now you show up because it's purely in your interest to get elected. Have nothing to do with the people, really. You don't really care.
You believe that the party is going to make history this by-election?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. Again, in Golden Isles is similar to Golden Gates. Unfortunately, because the same way they didn't do the work in Golden Isles, they weren't doing Golden Gates. They're busy about now, a paving road right now, too. They're busy paving road right now. The people are struggling the road. Do you know this porthole is a real thing, you know, in Chicago? I don't know if you realize that, but people are spending a lot of money on potholes.
You asking me? Asking,
you know, yeah, people are spending a lot of money on potholes. You know, the potholes, people are losing mudguards, they're losing shock absorbers, they're losing axles, they're losing all kinds of things. People are spending a lot of money in real terms with the mechanics. It's a serious thing. There's another cost to people that we didn't speak about.
I think one of the other things that we didn't consider in respect of the potholes is that nowadays people have bought a lot of these little small Japanese cars.
Yes, sir.
So these are smaller vehicles. So a small vehicle dropping in a pothole,
I'm telling you,
is different than a big, more sturdy vehicle dropping in a pothole.
That's true. And the other issue with the potholes too, we think about the cost when people's cars get damaged and they have to fix them. But the other issue, it's a hazard, right? It's a road hazard because there's so many potholes on your side of the road, you figure you go to the other lane to try to avoid them.
And there's a car that's oncoming.
I tell you, I had a situation like that, and you know what made it worse? A lot of our roads do not have sidewalks. So a person is on the street on that side, and the car's trying to come on that side, and the driver's trying to get it all in this one lane. Everything's trying to happen in this one lane.
I had that experience on that road, the road that goes into Lyford Key near the airport.
Yes, yes.
The part just before you get to the area there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because both sides of the road actually were flooded, and then they had these potholes, and so people were trying to drive in the middle.
Exactly.
And so people were near accident the whole time.
That is correct. And that's a very good point, because everyone trying to drive through the middle, because that's where the least amount of water is, right? Anything settled at the ends, on the sides, right? And so this pothole and this whole thing about road, the infrastructure and fixing these potholes, and these just didn't happen after the storm. These potholes were existing before the storm, so they ain't just happened in the storm the other day that came through New Providence. These potholes had been around for quite some time, and people have been complaining. Now they're busy about themselves, everywhere now, seemingly trying to fix potholes now, but they ignored people's expenses for potholes for 4 years. People have been trying to find the money to fix their cars for 4 years with these potholes, but now it's in their interest. It's in their interest because they won't get elected. And now they can show up.
If the party loses the by-election,
yes.
Do you not think that will have a significant impact on the possibility of winning the general election?
No, I do not.
Okay, why?
No, I do not. Because, guys, we can energize our base. We can have a lot of energy coming out of this whole process. And we will only build on that energy. Because at the end of the day, like the leader said, call the general election. And so we are preparing ourselves to win this, and we're pushing. The leader said, no, call the general. If you believe that you are in a good position, you believe that, why go with the buy? But nevertheless, that's what they've decided, and we feel very confident that we're going to win. And remember now, there's 2,000 people, 2,500 people who did not come out to vote in Golden Gate. It's similar to Golden Gates. In that case, there was 2,500 people who did not come out to vote. They stayed home. They were not happy with their candidate and their party. They stayed home. All these people who stayed home and all these constituencies in Chicago.
But they stayed home even though they had an option to vote for the F&M candidate as well, though.
Yeah. But the thing, though, is they did not vote against the F&M candidate.
Right.
They did not vote against them. As much as they were unhappy, they stayed home rather than go and vote against the F&M candidate.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Oh, absolutely. But they have candidate today. They're not unhappy with Brian Brown today. Brian Brown stayed in the area. Brian Brown never closed his headquarters. And let me tell you something. I hear them making light of that, right? But Chivago, you know, you've been in this business, okay? In politics, you've won, and you didn't win, okay? And it is difficult after a loss. Someone who stays in, keep their headquarters open. I kept mine over 6 years.
He's a good man.
Listen to me. Real talk. I dead serious.
I can tell you one thing. 2% of candidates don't do that.
No, I'm Chivago, I'm telling you this real talk. Because I know it. I know and I felt it. I kept my headquarters open for 6 months. He has kept his open for the full 4 years.
You know when I was in Fort Charlotte. When I was in Fort Charlotte and I lost after I had won, they said to me, man, you know, Lang, you should stay in the area and you should keep the constituency office open. You know what I told them? Exactly. I can tell you what I told them.
Exactly.
I said, no, I can do the same thing Alfred Sayers did to win.
I hear that.
And I told him. He's a very unique person.
No, I'm telling you. And so when I hear making light of that, they're really off on that one, entirely off, because it shows utter care, concern, and compassion for the people, because you have to find money constantly to keep a headquarters open. You have to put your time, your effort, your energy. He didn't just have it open. He was there. He had presence there, and he was doing things. I kept mine open. Just what you said, that happened to me too. Man, folks, we got to keep his headquarters open. You know, keep his headquarters open. So I did it for 6 months. But after 6 months, it became too much, frankly. It came too much, quite honestly.
Yep.
But I tried my best.
Yep. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay, I'm fine. I'm calling in reference to your past caller. Would have stated that payoff, global role, Mr. Folks is going to have a hard time in the area. I would like to know which constituency and which polling device he is talking about, that where the people in Golden Gates can go feel, see, and touch. That's what we'd like to know, because I've been living in Golden Gates for the past 24 years, and I have yet to see anything that they are speaking about in the Golden Gates area. I know she's working for her office, but for the Golden Gates constituency, we like to see those things that this gentleman is saying, that Mr. Folks is going to have a hard time winning this election.
Okay, thank you very much. Mr. Folks, you want to respond to that? Or?
Yeah, I'll just say the caller makes a very good point, right? And that is, work in the constituency, connecting with constituents, interacting with constituents, being there to assist them in difficult times, whatever those things might be and how they look, right? That's one thing. It's a different thing, what you're doing in your ministry and how you are profiling your ministry and how you're doing social media in your ministry, because at the end of the day, politics is about people. It's about people. It's about the people you represent in the constituency. You know, I recall, and others perhaps listening will recall, when the Honorable Paul Adley lost his seat, he said that he was surprised, having regard to the good work he did as Attorney General, and he did, he's quite correct. We have great respect for Paul Adley. He was surprised, though, that the people voted him out. And so,
but you know, this is a good point, because, you know, I've commented oftentimes about Minister Glover Rolle. I do think she's a capable minister. I really do. I think she's one of the brightest spots in that regard. And I've said so publicly. I don't know what her vision is, but I will tell you this much. My own experience is, my own personal experience is, and I say this to candidates all the time, any candidate, FNMP, it don't matter. I say, let me tell you something. It's one thing to be an effective minister. It's entirely a different thing to be regarded by your constituents as an effective member of parliament. Sometimes the two work against each other.
Absolutely.
But they work against each other. That's a real conflict sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. We had a hurricane in Marcos in Grand Bahama when I was the Minister of State for Finance.
Right.
And while others were retreating to their constituencies, you know, the Prime Minister of the Bahamas told me, and it was true. Mm-hmm. He said, Trivago, lying. You are the Minister of State for Finance. You have a national responsibility. Mm-hmm. You need to be in Nassau. Mm-hmm. So now I don't get to be down there during that time for everybody else to say, so that I could say what everybody else is saying. Oh, I'm there with my constituents. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you have that. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, there's sometimes a distinct difference between the effectiveness and wonderful job you're doing as a minister versus how your constituents perceive you.
Precisely. And I think the Honorable Paul L. Adney's comment really makes that point finer than I've heard otherwise.
Yeah. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Trivago. Good afternoon. And good afternoon to you, Brother Folks.
Thank you very much. I got a little science issue today, but otherwise I'm well. Thanks.
Okay. I just want to opine on something that was said just a couple minutes ago. And then I'm going to opine about the infrastructure, and I'm going to try to do it quite quickly. First and foremost, you know, you talk about, it's a yeoman's job for persons running for political office to come out and say that they want to represent a constituency. And I think, you know, primarily these persons who offer themselves are not given enough credit and praise for being brave enough to do this. You know, we have a lot of armchair pundits who will be out here criticizing, but they would not come out or even take the time to even say that they will offer themselves to get the experience on the ground for which some of you guys have to go through. So I tip my hat off to you, a person such as yourself, sir, for putting yourself forward to represent the people whom you want to represent.
Thank you.
The second part, Brother Folks, is this. And this is something I will probably talk to the leader about.
Yes.
You know, we have seen a lot of the work industries outsourced to other persons, such as the road works, road patching. You talk about the potholes just now.
Yes.
We talk about the proliferation of traffic lights that seem to be out across the island. We talk about the signage that's not going up, so on and so forth. And yet, it seems as if we have gone backward instead of going forward, because a whole lot of this work has been outsourced. And I don't want to pick on any particular entity, but in this particular case, talking about the road infrastructure, the thought that the Ministry of Works would have carried out a whole lot of this work, but now it seemed to be outsourced. What is the government's position from your standpoint? Like I said, I don't want to put this on you. I really want to speak to the leader of the party on this part here. What is the government's role in restoring and returning these roles back to the relevant agencies so we can have accountability? When things aren't done properly,
Yeah, man. Thank you. Let him answer this. Go ahead. One call, okay. And then we have to wrap up our conversation.
Oh, okay. Thank you. So let me just say my general understanding of it is that some work is done by works, and some of it is not done by work. So there's a division of some done, some outsource, perhaps, and then some, a lot of the road paving itself, I think, as far as I'm aware.
That's not new in government.
No, I don't think it is. I think that's been typical. But what that exact breakdown is, I cannot say.
Yeah.
I cannot say exactly what that is. I don't know enough to speak to that. In that way, but as far as I know, generally speaking, there's a division of it. Some is outsourced, some is done by ministry. But however, whatever the regime is, however set up, a better job needs to be done, and there's absolutely no question about that. And perhaps it's about follow up, because as we know, a lot of times things aren't followed up and followed through.
Yeah.
And so maybe it may be about the lack of follow through. But one thing we do know, these potholes, we have a serious issue all around with these potholes and drainage. Golden Isles have a serious drainage problem. They have a serious problem with parks. There are a lot of issues in Golden Isles. No question.
The one thing that equal opportunity victimizer, because they're whether you live in high end areas in New Providence or low end areas, ain't nobody's being spared. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Make it quick for me, please.
Mr. Lang.
Hi.
Good afternoon, Mr. Folks.
Yes, good afternoon.
One quick point. We're going to see how the people feel about Mr. Brown and Golden Isle on the 24th. Of the same year.
That's true.
And if your God's willing, we'll see how the people feel about you.
Yes, true.
In Golden Gate. Thank you.
That is true. And indeed,
is it going to be as much the candidate as it's going to be the parties, you think? People are going to express how they feel about the parties more so than the candidate, you think?
You asking me?
I'm asking you, yeah.
So, you know, there's, Shivaga, there's always been this discussion, right? Whether people vote for the party or whether people vote for the individual. That's been an ongoing discussion for quite some time. And I guess it's a mixed bag, right? Depending on the candidate, depending on the area. But we know too, that a lot of behemoths look at the leader as well, right? Not only the party, but the leader. And so if they're not... terribly impressed by the leader, that may affect down ticket, so to speak. If they're very impressed with the leader, that affects down ticket in another way, in a positive way. And so what people consider when they make that determination to mark their ballot for the individual, because the individual's name is on the ballot. Of course, the party symbol is on the ballot too, yes. But they mark it to the name and the body symbol, frankly.
Yeah, to get to the leader, they got to go through someone. Exactly. If the leader's a thing.
Exactly.
To get to the party, they got to go through someone.
Exactly.
If that's the thing.
Absolutely.
And then to get to the individual, they got to go to the individual.
Exactly. Yeah, right. So
just before we let you go, someone just sent me a photo of their car, a Japanese vehicle with the wheel busted. The wheel broken because I think the axle is broken, and they're saying, talking about potholes, you can't drive more than 30 miles per hour in the Lutra.
No, it's real. It's real, and it's costing people, and people have to make serious judgments while they're on the road driving to drive in a safe manner. And people have judgments to make about it on the road because it's very difficult traversing and navigating these roads with all these potholes. It's a serious issue, and if these people are not taking it seriously, they're gonna feel it for it because people deal with it every day.
Yeah, so we have to wrap up now, and thank you very much. Any final words?
Finally, I want to say that for the people of Golden Isles, the election, as you said earlier, is November 24th, and you have a very good candidate who cares about you, who is concerned about you, who have compassion for you, and he's demonstrated it by his commitment to remain in the constituency, a serious presence for these last 4 years, and he's concerned about working for you. These people are working for the few, not only in Golden, not only as the Golden Isles, but for Golden Gates and all these constituencies. They are working for the few. They're not working. And Brian Brown will be someone who will work for you. And likewise, Michael Folks will be someone who will work for you in Golden Gates. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Don't wait for a storm to arrive. Stock up on hurricane supplies, make home repairs, purchase a generator, and more this hurricane season with a Fidelity personal loan. Make that move today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. we're good for you.
As a healthcare professional, you dedicate your life to caring for others. But even with the best care, legal challenges and your peace of mind with medical malpractice insurance from Star General. At Star General, we've partnered with Lloyd's of London to bring you comprehensive professional liability insurance designed specifically for those consulting or practicing privately. Visit our website today so you can focus on what you do best, caring for your patients, while we take care of the rest. Star General, insurance made simple.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. Means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Cool down with the latest Frosty flavors at Wendy's. Savor the Caramel Crunch Frosty, which combines a creamy texture with this satisfying toffee nut crunch. Or indulge in the fresh and tangy taste of the Lemon Cake Frosty. Or enjoy the sweet and chocolatey goodness of the Cookies and Cream Frosty. These new Frosties are only here for a long time, so head to your nearest Wendy's and grab your favorite flavor today. Gotta be chili, gotta be Frosty.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful afternoon. I trust again that you are doing well. Some of you had some texts from Mr. Folks, but truth is we have a time length on these interviews, and so they were... I'm gonna read them anyway, and then maybe, who knows, he might have other occasions to say something about it. Says, let's touch briefly on the 52-week program. What's the government doing with that? They're waiting to closer to election timing, because that helped many people stuck in limbo of employment. Unemployment. What you mean the 52-week program? The 52-week program still going on? And if it's still going on, you know, we created that 52-week program during the Great Recession, right? I was Minister of State for Finance, right? And it was supposed to be 52 weeks. That's 1 year. So if it's still going on and ain't a 52-week program no more, it must be by this time, the 300-something-week program. says, Mr. Lang, you did a poll a week or two ago asking about Sabas's impact on the relevant party. Can we get Mr. Folks to vote and feedback towards that question? Sorry he ain't here, but I don't think it'd be any surprise what he might say about that, eh? Maybe he could text him if he wants, send it in. Oh, he did vote, actually. He did vote. Says, good morning, Mr. Lang. Can you ask your guests if fruits and vegetables are all grown in food stores, or is there any incentive on helping farmers produce fruits and vegetables for local consumption, and what is their plan on this matter? I can't speak for a plan that they have on that, but I have to tell you guys, you know, the Ministry of Agriculture has a lot of incentive programs for farmers, whether it includes duty-free import of the items that they have, or it includes assistance for preparing their lands, or whether it's providing seeds, or whether it's doing research with the Chinese to improve crop yields and all that kind of stuff. There are lots of stuff, or giving cheap land leases or grants and so forth. I hear lots of people talking about this, but there's a lot of things for farmers in the Bahamas. There's funding through BAIC, Bahamas Development Bank, and so forth. Farmers have other problems in this country when it comes to their stuff. And I'm not saying the government is doing everything in the world possible, but there are lots of things that the government does, right? And so I think you should make yourself knowledgeable about them and then ask, okay, what else could be done? What else should be done? But then, oh, what are you doing enough? You ain't nobody never doing enough for people who struggling. Never. This text says, it is quite obvious that your guest is out of touch with what's going on in this country. If he is saying VAT on bread basket items is the answer, when we all know that VAT on bread basket items was benefiting the big restaurants and food stores, please ask your guest to explain what initiatives his government would implement to bring relief to the poor people they often claim to love. Let him know he wouldn't get his deposit back in Golden Gates. Well, he said what they would do. He talked about the removal of VAT on the bread basket items and removal of VAT on some other items. He mentioned those things. That's what he mentioned. So I'm only saying. This says, immigration. I have non-Bahamian co-workers working with a visitor's visa. That can't be right. It has to be right if you have non-Bahamian co-workers with visitor's visa and you are texting us and you have not done it or in reporting it, but you're working with them. Right? So you cannot believe that that's a problem. At least you don't believe it's a problem you want to help to solve. And isn't that sometimes a problem? Says, hi, Mr. Lang, great show. Mr. Folks only wasting his money because he can't beat Mrs. Roll. Mrs. Roll is the best MP Golden Gates ever had. Tell Mr. Folks he can deposit that funds on my account. Thanks, okay? This text says, excellent show today. Brother Lang and folks, the Bahamas need tax cuts and VAT on certain categories. We need to grow more food products and livestock in the Bahamas. Yes, we can, and the new F&M government will succeed, say La, says this text. This text says, Mr. Lang, I truly believe the Bahamian people would walk this time on 4-inch nails just to vote. Okay? This text says, what about removing VAT from customs duty? I thought VAT was a consumer tax. I imported a cut day and was shocked that we are required to pay VAT on the excise duty. You don't pay VAT on a duty. That's not true. You pay VAT on top of the duty. That's different. They're not the same things. If you were paying VAT on the duty, what would happen is they would charge the duty, and they say the duty is 10% or 30% on something. That's $100. Then you'd pay the $30, and then they charge you VAT on the $30, but that's not what they do. They charge you the duty of 30%, and that brings your, say, $100 item to $130, and then they charge you a VAT on the $130, which means you have to pay the $13. And so your total tax bill would be $43. So you don't pay VAT on the duty, you pay VAT on top of the duty. It says, that's a big claim that they don't have the money. Is the Treasury in trouble? Well, the Prime Minister says no. There's no cash shortage. This text says, so we pay tax on top of a tax. Mr. Lang and Mr. Folks, that can't be right. That's what you could address and ask the government if it wants to do. Clearly want to do because that's what it does. So we are broke. Now, broke and having a cash flow issue that sometime about timing is not the same thing. Not the same thing. For the purposes of the people who want the bill paid, yeah, you broke. But for yourself, yeah. Question of can they wait or is there a bridge you can use? That's the difference. This says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang and Mr. Folks. The Prime Minister said he will pay the teachers and others before Christmas. That is street talk. What date? Christmas Eve is before Christmas. Yeah. And government payday, man. Payday. Government payday and the Christmas maybe sometime around the 18 or 15 or 16, 17, 18 or something like that. It's Texas, Mr. Lang. You're from Grand Bahama, Freeport. You know anything about potholes? See how y'all go? Listen to me. Actually, we don't have as many potholes as would in Nassau, but trust me. Let me see. I was supposed to text the... Okay, so on the corner of Settlers Way and Settlers Way, where the corner of Settlers Way and Fairfield Avenue or Street, right there where the Sunshine Laundromat is and the fire station, right in that juncture right there, that T juncture right there. Listen to me. There are two potholes. Anybody from the Grandmama Port Authority listening, there's two big potholes right there. They are deep. And me and others fall and drop into them. So that's in Freeport. That's for you, so you know, bro. That's what I know about potholes. And that's only two in one area. I know others. Says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. Hope you are well. Please raise the concern that numerous contractors at Ministry of Works are not being paid. That concern has been raised over and repeatedly. This text says, Mr. Lang, love your show, sir. Them potholes was there from day term, and with this crew, some just get bigger. That's true. There's been potholes been being complained about during the Minnesota administration, the Christie administration, the Ingram administration, but it seems to be more intense. It seems to be intensifying. That seems to be the case. And with these recent rains, oh my goodness. I mean, these rains expose some stuff, man. It says, speed bumps are also a major problem without any markings. Some very large speed bumps was placed in Nassau Village by Mount Tabor Estates without any markings and cost me a whole new radiator. Okay, all right. This text says, it's just wrong for anyone to imply that this government just doing work throughout the Bahamas because of election. This government didn't take a vacation. They went straight to work. Mr. Clay Sweeting undertake one of the largest road repair program in this country. The problem with the road is during the last 3 years of the last administration, no road work was done. The last 3 years of the last administration. So that's 21 pandemic, 2020 pandemic, and then 2019, Dorian, and 2018, and then the implications and whatever. All right, but they didn't do any road work, so that could exacerbate the problem. This text says, do you feel our number one industry? If we want to see the expenses decrease more, let's look at how we can improve the country's mainstream for income. Well, I don't have to wonder if tourism is our main industry. Tourism is, without question, evidentially our main industry. No question about it. All right, we have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller, we'll listen to you.
Mr. Lang, good day to you. And good day to the nation.
Good day, good day.
Mr. Lang, I was listening to your show attentively, and I think the gentleman is being quite disingenuous, because wasn't the FNM, out of the last 25 years, 15 years of governance, would have came under them for the country of the Bahamas? I mean, so
from 1992 to now, the FNM has been the government... Four times.
That's right, four times. So that's 20 years. All right? So mm-hmm. Why is it that he's sitting in your studio talking to the nation like all of these problems just started happening under the PLP, and the PLP is not doing anything to fix these problems when they had 20 years to do it? You know, it's just quite disingenuous the way you speak.
Hold on, bro. But so let me understand. Let's take one problem. So you are saying cost of living has become this problem from 1992. You've been hearing people complain about the cost of living in the same way that now, that's what they do now?
It has been escalating, Mr. Lang, because if you remember, the reason that...
Hold on. Hold on 1 minute for me, please, because, you know, this. We try to educate on the show. You're right. Mm-hmm. the cost of living has been increasing over time. And as a matter of fact, I said what I always tell people, if you go back 100 years, you could go back to penicillin time. So if you really want to complain about the problem
that's
because you
really
think it's
going
on,
that's where I really wanted to go.
Yeah, the cost of living has been increasing. No, but what you have to look at is the cost of living in the Bahamas, in terms of the increase, accelerates at different pace over different periods of time. And I would not blame the government for that. That's why we talk about the import of inflation. Right?
Yeah.
So you are now trying.
In my humble submission, that was why the people fired Sir Lyndon, wasn't it? Because he lost
sight. No, that's not true. That's not the issues that resulted in the government's changing. It was not just a cost of living issue. I was there. Been there, bro.
He said he had no idea that the people were suffering the way they
said they were. But that was not a cost of living issue. That was a unemployment. The unemployment rate in the country had hit almost 15%. And lots and lots of people were in dire straits, not because the cost of living, because they just didn't have income and so forth. There were lots of issues around that time. There was corruption was an issue around that. There were lots of things happening around that time.
But
your point about issues spanning administrations is a valid point. Mm-hmm. A valid point. Okay, but he is not unlike and would not be unlike any opposition, including the one that Prime Minister Davis headed, which would say, oh, this is happening because of you. This is happening because of you. This is what they do. So what's good for the goose is good for the gander.
That is the point that I'm trying to make.
Yeah, but he's making his point, but you're disagreeing with him as this being disingenuous. He's not being disingenuous.
He's making his point as if, you know, they had he himself was sitting government.
No, but he is in a political position. He's trying to win an election. He is seeking to highlight what the challenges are at the time. Mm-hmm. Is he wrong to say that cost of living is high? Is he wrong to say that?
You can say that the cost of living is high because the cost of living is high, but you could be more balanced up, making the people believe that when you come in power, all of these problems are going to go away.
But you know something, with the greatest respect, though, that wasn't what he did because I was listening for it. He said the government can do something, and he said what the government can do. Now, you might not think that's enough, but he said the government can remove VAT on this and that. He didn't say the government could bring down the cost of living entirely, and that's a balance you don't hear a lot.
Well, I can tell you that they have increased VAT, and the government today has decreased it twice since they've been in power.
Okay.
Twice.
Okay,
so
okay.
Really
yeah, but so you
vote,
could but so you
I really
could make a case.
Mr. Folk is talking about or how much more he wants the government to do. I guess he wants the government to go dire straits, you know.
You are being disingenuous because he said what more the government can do. He said the government can remove VAT on bread basket items. He said that's the more he thinks they can do.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, brother. Thanks for calling. We appreciate your calling. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Lang?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Good. Yes, this thing is a whole lot more simple than people are making it out to be. What I do is I look at the track record of the various governments that govern the country over the years. Every time I've ever voted, I've voted for the FNM. I'm 55 years old. I would get in that ballot box every election and think, because I really didn't want it to vote for the FNM. But the record shows that in 55 years, more happened for this country under the FNM than under the PLP. And this government is the worst ever. Saying that the hotel is sold, and up until this very second, Brave Davis have not said where the money is.
Okay. Thank you very much for calling. Okay. Thanks a lot. Thanks for calling. We're going to take our final break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road, Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Southwest Plaza has so many stores, I've been trying to find a sensible way to list them all. There's CBS Bahamas, the Ashai Institute, BENC Snack World, Bamboo Shack Bahamas, Air, the Athlete's Foot, NBTC, Games and More, John Bullfine Threads, Alive, Bahari, Dairy Queen, 700 Wines and Spirits, Sandy's, Clarkson, Island Luck, Starbucks and Lowe's Pharmacy, plus Marco's Pizza and Lorraine. Southwest Plaza, what a wide array of stores. Southwest Plaza, stop by today and explore.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
In the face of a storm, it's not just buildings that get tested, it's all of us. Insurance isn't just about repair, it's about recovery. So when the winds die down, you're already on the path forward, having insured and starting stronger. So talk to an authorized agent or broker of Bahamas First General Insurance about how the right coverage can support you through this season and whatever comes next. With Bahamas First, you're in safe hands in all seasons.
Fall into savings with BWF Red Hot Summer Autumn Deals. From falling prices, rising savings up to 50% off, in-store savings Friday, October 31st, and 10 sales Saturday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Save big with unbelievable deals this fall. Shop BWF and catch these awesome savings before they blow away. Come shop this season with BWF, where we are more than just our name. Up to 50% off Friday, October 31st, and 10 sales Saturday, November 1st, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Savings includes appliances, kitchen and outdoor cooking supplies, houseware supplies, grills and griddles, hand and power tools, automotive supplies and accessories, hardware supplies, lawn and garden supplies, floral decor, decorations, junkanoo supplies, and much more. Shop now and save with BWF new store hours, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. BWF, we are more than just our name. Number 13 Wilton Street. Check us out on Facebook and like and share our page to keep up to date with exciting savings. BWF, we ship to the Family Islands. Telephone 394-0004 or 6.
98.9 FM. Fresh news. Smart talk. All day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody. Everybody. Come take my hand. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Brother Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Sorry for calling back. Let me ask you something. Does churches pay VAT?
Anybody pays VAT unless you... Everybody pays VAT on purchases they make that's VATable.
No, I'm talking. Okay, I know churches. Are you,
I just answered the question, man. A church or a nonprofit or anybody else, if an item is VATable and they purchase that item, they can reclaim the VAT.
Do they pay?
Yeah, but that's all. All VAT payment is on purchases. All, you mean, oh, no, no. VAT isn't paid on revenue. VAT isn't paid. VAT is not an income tax. It's not a revenue tax. VAT is paid on purchases of items, services, and goods.
So if I have some money, and I want to avoid VAT, I can sit down with a pastor and tell him, and...
No, man, no,
that
but,
my money
bro,
can go wild
bro,
free.
Bro, listen to me. Thank you very much. Yeah, I go. I have to go. You don't pay VAT on money. You don't pay VAT on money. So that doesn't even arise. You really, honestly, that's not a question. That's not really a question. You don't pay VAT on income. VAT is not an income tax. This text says the FNM government in their last administration under Desmond Bannister as Minister of Works did probably the most road paving in New Providence. Faith Avenue, Eastern Road, Shirley Street, Farrington Road, Bernard Road, Bamboo Boulevard Street, Village Road, repaved Sir Milo Butler Highway. Says that person. FNM under Ingram get fired for all kind of road paving. Y'all forget that. The roads them dig up. this text says, I think we got all now. When you are campaigning, this is the bottom line. And it's no different actually even in business. You have got to try and get a sense of what the voters want. Now, voters are not the same, right? So if you're approaching a campaign, you know that there are voters who are your supporters, FNM supporters, PLP supporters, COI supporters, DNA. That's a fact. Making arguments with them about, the road ain't paved, the road, that don't matter. That doesn't matter. They are committed party supporters. And they have a philosophical, historical reason, set of reasons, whatever the reasons are, they are committed. That's a group of them. Okay? Then there are voters who, they could vote either way. Now, what you have to be in a position to do is to figure out, what is it that will get them to vote for me? It may be pave the road. It may be give me a couple dollars. It may be buy me a liquor, something to drink. It may be get my child a job. No, but you have to try and find out what is motivating them, what will motivate them to support you. And so the thought that you could just come on air, go in the newspaper and just say, we did this, we did that. Those are only part of the story. It's trying to figure out what's in the head and hearts of people. That's not easy in an election. But I could tell you one thing you do come to get a sense of. You come to get a sense of the mood of people. You come to get a sense toward you, toward the party. You can get a sense of that. And that begins to tell you the work you have to do. Okay? And any astute politician, any experienced politician, is about the business of reading moods. And if you see people ain't talking, that's one mood. If you see them talking a lot and rowing, that's another mood. If they talking, but they talking constructively, that's another mood. But you have to try and get, so it's you have to tell your story. We did this, we did that. We didn't do this, we didn't that. You compare yourself to other people. They didn't do this and we did that and so forth. That's fine. All that is fine and dandy. But them voters, you better go talk to them and try to figure out what their mood and mind is. Because that, at the end of the day, is how you're going to have to try to win that battle. And sometimes you can't win it, no matter how much you try. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Take care.